Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
Yes, his first name is Samuel. S-A-M-U-E-L.
Okay.
And last name, Aboge. That's A-B-O-A-G-Y-E.
Okay, thank you. You can go ahead and transfer.
All right, Samuel, she's going to take care of you from here, okay?
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Hi, Samuel. How are you today?
Just all right.
Okay. My name is Shireen, and I'll be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yeah, I mean.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
No.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
That was like 4 years ago, in June 2020.
Okay, were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And you said you were diagnosed in June 2020?
Correct. First stage.
Okay. Do you know the specific type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you have or no?
I think the kind that is called the diffuse large B-cell lymphoma.
Okay, diffuse large B-cell. And then have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
Just that one.
Okay, and you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then where did you spray Roundup? Was it at home or at work?
No, at home.
Okay, do you have the address?
3871 Baufin Trail in Kissimmee, Florida.
You said in Kissimmee, Florida?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I have 3871 Baufin Trail.
Correct.
In Kissimmee, Florida. Yes. Zip code 34746?
74, yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And then did you have any colleagues or neighbors or others in your home that sprayed Roundup that you remember?
Not that I know.
No? Okay.
No. Not that I remember.
Okay, and how old were you when you were diagnosed?
That was like around 45.
Okay. And how many years did you spray Roundup for?
Oh, I used it for a long time. Started using it since 2007. And I didn't stop until 2020. So
about 13 years?
Correct.
Okay. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yeah, I mean.
Okay. And the phone receipt?
I mean, I was using it 3 times a week. I mean, a month.
Okay. And the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
Oh, no, that's my cell phone. I'm at work.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. I'll try to get through this as quickly as possible since I know that you're at work, hopefully in about 10 minutes. And then the following questions are going to be yes or no's based off your past or present medical history. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, or rheumatoid arthritis?
No.
Have you ever had an organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, lupus, or diabetes?
No.
Have you ever had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
No.
And do you have a family history of cancer?
No. I'm free since after a year that I was diagnosed, went through the treatment, and I'm free since July 2021.
Okay. And can you spell your last name for me?
Abuaje. Apple, boy, orange, apple, go, yes, ego.
Okay. Do you have a suffix in your name?
No.
Okay.
I mean, no.
Can you confirm your gender for me?
Confirm my what now?
Confirm your gender.
I'm a man.
And are you married?
No. I used to, but.
And then, what is your date of birth?
11/15/1974.
You said 11/15/1974?
Yes, ma'am.
Happy early birthday.
Thank you.
Okay. And can I get your social?
I can give you the last four.
You can give me the last four. That's fine.
I'll give you the last four. Okay. 2317.
2317. Okay. And can I get your height and weight?
I'm about 5'9".
And your weight?
5'9". I weigh about 210.
210?
210.
And your email?
Centerverse@yahoo.com.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Centerverse@yahoo.com.
Okay, can you spell that for me?
CenterVerse.
Okay, and you said at yahoo.com or Gmail?
Yahoo.com. You want to read back the email for me?
Okay,
sure
I have
get it right.
CenterVerse@yahoo.com?
Yeah, S-E. So get
S-E,
CenterVerse.
Yeah. CenterVerse@yahoo.com, yeah. And then your phone number, I have 407-575-3314.
Yes, ma'am.
And you said that was your cell?
Yeah.
Okay. And how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
I'm sorry, what was the question again?
How did you learn of the connection between your cancer and Roundup?
Well, I mean, when I started having this itching, eye irritation, and all that, going through all that, I kind of like started looking it up. And that was when I discovered that through Facebook.
Okay, and what exact date did you first become aware that your injury may have been related to Roundup?
That was when I stopped. I mean, that really prompted me to stop when I started having that irritation. So I don't remember the exact date, but it was in the same time that, you know, kind of like brought my mind to it that, oh, so that's causing all the, you know, symptoms and adverse effect that I'm going through.
Okay.
I don't remember that date, but it was in the same month, though.
In the same month you were diagnosed?
Right, in the same month that I kind of like stopped using it. Like
okay,
in May 2020.
May 2020?
Yeah.
Okay. And then how many times a year did you use Roundup?
Oh, I use it 3 times a month.
And did you use it every month?
Yeah.
Okay.
I went through, yeah.
So about 36 times a year, is that correct?
I mean, yeah.
And
you said 36 months?
36 times a year.
Correct.
Okay, and did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I use it for a whole 13 years. Right?
You said you started in 2009 and stopped in May of 2020?
No, I started using it in
2007. Sorry. And what month in
yeah.
2007, if you had to estimate?
I don't remember which month I started.
Okay, I would just need a rough estimate on the month before moving forward.
Oh.
To the best of your knowledge.
I would say like around Easter.
So about like April?
Right. Yeah, March, April, thereabout, yeah.
Okay. And then did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup, yes or no?
Wear like, you know, how you in the garden boots and, you know, gloves.
Okay. So gloves,
yeah,
and
mean,
garden boots? Okay.
Right. It wasn't like a full GSN. And
okay.
Not all the time, too, wearing gloves when I'm dealing with dirt. That's when. But when I'm spraying, no.
Okay. I just want to confirm you sprayed in the state of Florida?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you spray Roundup yourself? Did you personally spray it?
Yeah.
And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
And what was your
remember
exposure?
Remember, I put it out there.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I do have to ask the questions again because they're required. What was
okay.
your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
And
around
how,
where I was living.
Okay. And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time?
I use it 3 times. Yeah, 3 times monthly.
Okay, but you were always present when you were spraying it?
Yeah, I do it myself.
Okay, I just wanted to confirm that. It is required for
Yeah.
me to ask. And then how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime, if you had to put a number on it?
How many exposures?
Yes.
I mean, if I do it 3 times a month,
So
all
that's
throughout the
36
13
times a
years,
year and 13
right?
years, that's 468. Does that sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then where did you apply it and how big of an area was it applied? I know you said you sprayed it residentially. Was it
Yeah.
in, how much land was it? Was it like a front and backyard, the side of the yard?
Yeah, it was the side and the back. It was about 3,000 square foot land. And I always put it like a backpack on my back, and then I'll be spraying it to kill the weeds.
Okay. Do you get your water from a well?
No.
Have you ever been
Regular
exposed to
tap
any
water.
other herbicides?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
And how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it directly by spraying at home?
Yes.
And what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
The mixed one.
Premix?
Yes, ma'am.
And where did you purchase the Roundup? What store?
Oh, I always buy it from Walmart.
Walmart? And do you have any receipts
Yes.
for your Roundup purchases? Yes or no?
Yeah.
And do you have any Roundup in your possession currently?
Kind of like when that happened, I disposed of it. I really don't want to go near it.
No
I'm too
worries.
scared to keep it.
No worries, I understand. The attorneys do ask if you do have any evidence, do not destroy or tamper with it because it will help you with your case, okay?
All right.
And do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yeah.
Okay. The following questions are going to be yes or no. Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever smoked?
I'm sorry. No,
have
I don't smoke.
Okay. Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
No, ma'am.
And are you currently employed?
Yeah.
What is the name of the company that you work for?
Home Residential. I mean, we do deal with people with developmental disabilities.
Okay. Can you spell the name of the company, please?
Home Health Residential.
Home Health
hold on,
Residential.
Hold on.
Okay.
He's playing with it though. Sorry. Hold on, man. My client's playing with the bed call. You need to recline it? All right. Sorry about that.
No worries. Are you a CNA?
Yeah, kind of caregiver.
Okay, so you're a caregiver?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, you said Home Health Residential, is that in Kissimmee, Florida?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I can't find an address. Do you have a street name for the facility?
You want me to text that to you later? I mean, is it possible?
Let's see, hold on. I'm trying to find it online. Is it senior home care?
Yes.
Okay, that one.
Stop it. Stop.
I'm
stop,
sorry?
Please.
Oh, okay.
No,
you're
no,
talking,
I'm talking
to your
to client.
No, you're fine.
Yeah.
I understand. I used to be a CNA.
Oh, okay.
You said you don't have an address for the facility?
No, I know where it's at, but I don't. Usually they do everything online, too.
Yeah, I'm looking for it online. You said it's in Kissimmee, correct?
Yeah, it's a senior home.
It's a senior home. What's the name of the specific senior home?
It's a senior home.
Care?
Senior home care.
I can't find, there's so many different ones, that's why. There's none
Right.
called senior home care.
It's a outdoor facility. You want me to test you, DeAndre?
Oh, okay, you just don't want to say it out loud?
Right.
Okay, okay. I'm going to send you a text from my direct line, that way you can just text it to me, okay? All right, give me 1 second. I'm sorry, I didn't know that's why you didn't want to say it out loud. Okay, I just texted you from a 949 number. That's where you can send me the name of the facility and the address, okay?
No, I can't. I don't have the address handy.
Okay, just the exact name of the facility.
Yeah.
That way I can find it online.
You said you texted it to me?
Yeah, I just texted you at 949-996-3618. Do you see it? And then is your current address that Bofin Trail address?
He's just playing with it. He's playing with the remote. Sorry about that. You're calling the nurse. Yes, you hit the red button. You see it says red?
Hello, Samuel?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Oh, I see it. Is your address the 3871 Bofin Trail?
Yes, ma'am.
That's your current address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm still not...
It probably went through the agency that hires us.
Okay,
so they
let's see.
Hired us through agencies.
Okay, that would make sense.
Right.
All right, so I'll just put that down for now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then you said that address 3871 Bofin is your current address.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then what kind of treatment did you receive for your cancer?
Oh, wait. You remind me of the pain. It was so painful. I went through chemotherapy.
Okay.
This cycle once a month. They did my lymph node surgery.
Okay.
And it's so painful that they have to put me on oxycodone, the pain, heart pain medication.
Okay.
It's really painful.
I'm sorry to hear that. All right, Samuel, we're almost done. I just have a couple questions for you. What was the date that you started your treatment?
I was in the hospital for 2 weeks.
Okay, when did you start?
Started right after the diagnosis.
So about June 2020?
Yeah.
Okay. And then can I get the name of the doctor that diagnosed you and the name of the facility?
The doctor that diagnosed me, I was calling the one that gave me the treatment?
No, the one that diagnosed you.
I forgot his name.
Okay, do you know the name of the facility where you were diagnosed?
I went to the hospital.
Okay, yeah, what was the name of the hospital? I don't
I
know
went
the
to
name
the
of the hospital.
Advent Health, the Advent Health Hospital.
And what city is that?
That's in Orlando.
Is this where you were also treated?
Yeah, the same hospital that treated.
So I have Advent Health in Orlando. Address I have is 601 East Roland Street in Orlando, Florida.
Correct.
Okay.
Code
32803.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's where you're treated as well, correct?
Correct.
Do you remember the name of the doctor that treated you?
Dr. Sonali Shroff, yeah. call him Chinese German.
Uh-huh.
With the Lee and the Sheriff.
Okay, so you said Dr.
Sonali Shroff.
Shroff? Okay, I see.
Yes, ma'am.
Sonali K. Shroff? Is it a girl?
Sonali, yes. Sonali, okay. The hematologist, and he's an oncologist as well.
He or she?
She's an oncologist and okay. A hematologist, yeah.
Okay, just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay, and then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution mm-hmm. helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Oh, no, it doesn't live with me.
Do you have permission to contact this person?
He's my cousin.
Okay. We do need permission to contact them in order to move forward.
Do I want to? Yeah. You can contact him.
What's the phone number?
It's 407-389-4047.
And you said this is your cousin?
Yeah.
And can you spell your cousin's first name?
His first name is Austin.
A-U-S-T-I-N?
Correct.
Last name?
Ma'am. Last name is Lamstey.
Can you spell it?
L-A-M-P-T-E-Y.
L-A-M-T Austin. As in tree, T as in tree, E as in elephant, and Y as in your?
L-A-M-P. Paul Thomas Edward. Yes.
Okay, so lamp, like the light lamp, and then T-E-Y.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And then one last question. How has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
Way so much. I couldn't do what I used to do before the diagnosis and the treatment. And kind of like, can't eat anything that I want to eat. Careful, you know, how I move, especially at age 50, you know. So there are certain jobs that I can do. I have to be careful what I go around it, like in terms of chemicals and stuff.
I see.
It makes my social life a little bit awkward, though.
I'm sorry to hear that. Thank you so much for sharing that with me.
Yeah.
I hope things get better for you and your family.
Thank you.
Of course. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, go ahead and interrupt me, okay?
All right, ma'am.
Give me 1 second. Okay, so you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma roughly around June 1st, 2020. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you sprayed at the address of 387.
No, it was May.
Oh,
I'm
May
sorry.
Of 2020? Okay. So you were approximately diagnosed May of 2020. You sprayed at home.
No. I stopped using it in May, and I went for check and do the test, and that was when I was diagnosed in June 5th, 2020.
Okay, that's what originally what I had.
I probably
June.
Didn't hear you.
Okay. So you were diagnosed in June of 2020. You said June 5th?
Correct. No, yeah, June 2020.
June 2020 or June 5th, 2020?
Around June. I remember June 5th.
Okay. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you were diagnosed roughly around June 5th, 2020. You sprayed at home at the address of 3871 Beaufin Trail in Kissimmee, Florida, zip code 34746. You sprayed Roundup for 13 years. I have your first name as Samuel, S-A-M-U-E-L, last name A-B-O-A-G-Y-E. Last four of your socials is 2317, date of birth November 15th, 1974. I have your height and weight as 5'9", 210 pounds. I have your email as centerverse@yahoo.com and your phone number as 407-575-3314. You were sprayed Roundup 36 times a year. You started roughly around April 1st, 2007 and stopped spraying in May roughly around May 1st, 2020. You sprayed residentially in the state of Florida. You were directly exposed and you personally sprayed Roundup yourself. You've had roughly around 460 exposures to Roundup in your lifetime. You purchased a premix from Walmart. I have your current employer as In Home Care Inc. and you're a caregiver there. I have the name of the facility where you were diagnosed and treated as Advent Health Orlando, 601 East Roland Street, Orlando, Florida, zip code 32803. I have the diagnosing facility phone number as 407-303-5600. And the doctor that treated you is Sonali K. Shroff. You started your treatment roughly around June of 2020. Roughly around June 5th, 2020?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you did chemotherapy, surgery, and pain medication for treatment. I have your current address as 3871 Bofin Trail in Kissimmee, Florida, zip code 34746. And I have your emergency contact as your cousin who does not live with you. His phone number is 407-389-4047. I have his first name as Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N. And his last name,
yes,
Lampty,
ma'am.
L-A-M-P-T-E-Y. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents. Is there anything you'd like me to change before I do that?
No, you do.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and send them to you. I just need a couple signatures from you. It should take less than a minute for you to sign them. I'm also going to send you a text with my information. So if you need anything at all, that's going to be your main point of contact to reach me.
All right.
Samuel, I do want to thank you so much for your time and your patience with me today on the phone. I really appreciate it. I hope I made this process for you as easy as possible. With that being said, go ahead and check your phone. Put me on speaker. You should have received a text from a DocuSign. It's going to say Mass Tort Strategies. Yeah, regular text. It's going to say Mass Tort Strategies, DocuSign, and it's going to have my name, Shireen Sakala. Do you see it?
Yeah.
Okay, Shireen. Yes. Go ahead and click on the link in the text for DocuSign. Does that all sound correct? And then it's going to ask you to allow for electronic signatures. You're going to allow it or agree to the terms. And then you're going to hit start. You're going to click through the yellow buttons, continue on the bottom. And then once it stops, it means you need a sign. So go ahead and sign. And then you'll hit continue again and keep continuing until you're finished. Let me know once you finish, okay?
All right.
In the meantime, with that being said, the attorneys are going to contact you within 24 to 48 hours or 5 to 10 business days to verify the case with you over the phone. It'll take 5 minutes. So be on the lookout for their call. They can't start working on your case without speaking to you, so keep that in mind. I do want to thank you so much for your time and for sharing all that information with me on the phone. I really appreciate it. I know it's not easy to talk about, but I'm happy to hear that you're still here and all is well. And I'm wishing nothing but the best for you and your family.
Thank you.
Of course.
You're going to wait for... they're waiting. You can tell them to go. They're waiting on me. Oh, they left? Okay. Is everything good at your end, ma'am?
Let me see. Okay, perfect. I just received them. Samuel, again, I do want to thank you so much for your time. Just be on the lookout for a call from the attorneys. They need to verify the case with you, okay?
All right, man.
All right. Thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You do, man.
All right. Bye-bye.